So how come you never laid me? My timing is perhaps a little unfortunate. The zipping sounds over our heads as we crouch behind the counter aren't in fact zips. But P93 commercial issue lasers always sound that way to me. Like zips going down, I mean. Of course, a lot of things do sound like zips going down, I mean. At least when you're around. I guess I'm funny that way. Or it's wishful thinking. You tell me that the middle of a bank raid, especially when we're the ones doing the raiding, is hardly the time to ask questions like that. And, could I do anything about the guy on our left with the Tangler rifle? Guy's a perfect target for a Z-19mm disintegrator, just like the one on my thigh holster. Unfortunately, I lost the charger cable for it a week ago. I only keep it because it looks good. But my Vigro knife has a microjet motor for times just like this, so he soon sees my point. But thinking about my Z-19 gets me thinking about my thigh. And thinking about my thigh gets me thinking about yours. And I've never wrapped it around me. How I want you to. How I want you to. So, I unzip my micro Kevlar jacket and I point out how my nipples always get particularly hard during bank raids and how come you've never done anything about it or, like, noticed them at all. And you tell me, of course you've noticed my nipples. And can I put them away, please? Because you'd hate for them to get shot off, and girl skin has nothing like the laser refraction index of the very expensive micro Kevlar jacket you bought me for my last birthday. And I say, I'm glad you like them. And how come you never told me earlier? And I tell you, I've always liked your nipples as well. At least what I can see of them under your jacket. I'd hate them to get shut off too. Because I have plans for them. You don't get mad. You blush and I smile. I say, of course I remember my birthday. Because you had us go to the mill supply stores on 3 planets looking for my jacket. And you made me try on every damn jacket they had before. And I stop. Because I remember you did just that, and you were really intent on fit. Checking how every jacket didn't crease in the wrong places. How you weren't happy with just asking me, and you had to check personally, and... And I wonder if the refraction index of micro Kevlar pants is damaged by girl cum. And if I maybe should have worn panties today after all. So I ask you if you'd really just been checking how the jacket fitted. You tell me how, like, you'd already pre-ordered the one you wanted weeks ago, but you'd been trying to find an excuse to get your hands inside my jacket for, like, 2 years. And I told you you only had to, like, ask, and you said how we were always so busy with 47 banks so far and 6 planetary governments overthrown. And I remind you that Eldrin 7 didn't count because that was just how they did local elections, and we never got paid, damn it. But I digress. You say maybe we could discuss how my jacket fits with, like, some field testing. But your scanner is telling you the bank rent-a-cops have called the feds and they should maybe do it later. So I ask you if you, like, really wanted to lay me but, like, just never got around to it. And if you hadn't, was it, like, cock envy? Because if it was, you didn't have to worry about not having one, because... And you say, you have a perfectly good collection of cocks, thank you very much. Ooh. And, have I noticed the guy in field armor creeping up on our right? And I say, don't change the subject, but I pitch my last submolecular grenade onto his head, and it sort of validates the warranty on his field armor. And I say, how come you never showed me your cock? And you say, it's cocks, not cock. And it just never came up. And I snicker and say they can't be very good cocks if they never come up. And you say they can come a lot more than up. Oh, and there's been some great advances in the tech in the field that I've been missing, and maybe I should do some Personal research. We giggle. Ooh, I say, should probably get my head around modern cocktail, or at least my mouth. And I ask you if maybe you could help and, like, maybe show me some advances of your own. And you blush a little redder. And you say you'd love to, but we're kind of surrounded by red cops and feds, and maybe it's a bit late. And I'm damned if I'm not having that, or at least if I'm not finally going to have all of that, and all of you too. So I strip off my micro Kevlar pants, and you see I'm not wearing any underwear. And you say, if we're gonna go, then you guess there are a lot worse ways, and you unzip your pants. I tell you to hold that thought, and I grab the emergency wide area stun grenade from where I keep it. And it's all slippy and slick, which is sort of inevitable since you just unzipped your jacket, and I've seen your tits for the first time, and oh my God. They're just as incredible as I thought they'd be. My cunt is soaking wet, so the stun grenade is too. But I pull it out, and I throw the grenade, and the feds and rent-a-cops lose interest in proceedings. So we grab the cash and we run. You ask me if it wouldn't be better if I put my pants and jacket on first, and I ask you if it wouldn't be better if you took yours off. So there we are, and we're running for the from the feds' pursuit jet. And somewhere, a whole bunch of guys watching the surveillance video are getting hard for something they're never gonna get. And we get to the jet, and you slide into the pilot's seat, and I take guns, and we lift. And as we lift, I kiss you for the first time, my tongue in your mouth, my hand on your breast, and your nipple hard under my fingers. And you tell me, pilot safety regs require you to make sure. Make sure I'm not carrying extra stun grenades. Oh, and your fingers slide into me. And I thank the stars for autopilot. Oh, baby girl, please. Oh. So we get home, and you show me your collection of cocks, and you show me some of those tech advances you mentioned, and oh, some of them are really amazing. So no, I don't care what our daughter's careers teachers say, she's gonna be a bloody bank robber like we are. She gets real lucky, like I did with you, my love. One day she'll be in the middle of a heist and she'll ask her partner, "So how come you never laid me?"